Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Big rally today in Brooklyn with families, caregivers, and some elected officials raising Cain about what they're calling the DOE's surprise closure of 4 daycare centers. They're like, so what are we supposed to do with these kids on a 24 hours notice?
The crowd so large it spilled into the street. Parents demanding that the Nuestros Niños Child Care Center remain open. Officials here say the city has told them they are shutting them down for lack of enrollment, but they say there are 96 children here. Similarly, at the Grand Street site, Director Valerie Agostini says,
if you walk into our classroom, you will see that we are fully enrolled.
Many here slamming Mayor Adams. Borough President Antonio Reynoso also critical.
He creates a crisis. And then in 2 months, and when we save it, he wants us to cheer for him about it.
The crowd went crazy with that one. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A new plea today, meantime, for justice. 50 years after a lower Manhattan watering hole was bombed, killing 4 people, survivors and families want the perpetrators who fled to Cuba to be brought back here to man up.
It's been 50 years since the bombing of Francis Tavern. Victims of family members and law enforcement officials stood side by side demanding action. Of those people, Joe Connor, the son of Frank Connor, one of the men murdered that day.
A new administration and Mr. Rubio as the new Secretary of State. Now is the time to bring William Morales and the other fugitives back from Cuba.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch pointing out that law enforcement officials all throughout the country have spent their careers investigating these violent attacks.
On this significant anniversary, to remember, to reflect, and to reaffirm our commitment to the victims and to their families.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
In other news, folks in New Jersey, you are not imagining things. There was indeed a small earthquake near Paramus a little after about 1 o'clock this afternoon. The U.S. Geological Survey recorded it as a 2.4 magnitude. Some people took to social media saying, anybody else feel that? Some reported loud booms, rattling, and shaking all over the place. Over 200 people reported feeling light shaking to the USGS. We're waiting to learn more information, by the way. But as far as we know, no reports of any damages or injuries or anything like that. So we'll keep you posted. Over in Brooklyn, there's something stinky blooming in the Botanic Garden. This is actually a welcome scent, though, because it means that the rare corpse flower is in bloom, something that happens every 2 to 10 years. If you're wondering what it smells like, well, it's often described as death. Yeah, the scent of rotting flesh, and that's because it's meant to attract pollinators that usually eat dead animals. Ew! If you want to catch a whiff yourself, you can find the flower in the garden's aquatic house. In the winter, it's pay what you wish on weekdays at 10 to 4:30 p.m. through this weekend. So this is your shot to go over there and check it out if you want to catch a whiff of it. Yeah, right. Reaction to the controversial roundups associated with President Trump's fast-track deportation is growing, and it's hit home. Newark Mayor Ross Baracus's immigration stormed a business and illegally rounded up folks without warrant. Telling 1010 Winds he's monitoring the situation and will fight back against the federal government to protect the people of his city.
Obviously, some ICE agents raided a business in our city without a warrant. They went in the back of the establishment. We believe that there were three people who they say were undocumented that they detained, but they also detained folks that were, in fact, citizens.
Trump referred to the roundups as the worst of the worst criminals ever. While speaking with reporters, he says he's expanding the fast tracks without requiring a warrant from a judge as he makes good on a sweeping agenda to remove everyone, he says, who is in the U.S. illegally. The deportation move is part of a number of different fronts playing off his signature campaign promise of cracking down, including an executive order to cancel out a constitutional amendment which guarantees birthright citizenship to anybody born here, regardless of their parents' immigration status. A federal judge yesterday told Trump it's the most, quote, blatantly unconstitutional executive order he's ever seen, and adding he can't believe any lawyer would even walk into a courtroom with that to argue it, as he issued a temporary block of Trump's plans. Well, the Garden City Water and Fire District just got hit for $15 million by online scammers, and now the city's going after his bank, saying this wouldn't have happened if you all had better safeguards against cyber wackos.
The Garden City Park Water and Fire District filed the lawsuit against First National Bank of Long Island. The district says last summer, cyber criminals managed to wire $15 million out of their account. The money transferred to other countries, including China. $4 million was returned, but the district is looking to get back the other $11 million. In a statement, the bank says the bank's investigation did not yield evidence of unauthorized bank network activity, and the bank believes that it followed its reasonable procedures regarding online wire transfers. Via Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A 9-year-old girl and her 79-year-old granddad are in the hospital today after they were hit by a school bus in Crown Heights this morning. This happened near Eastern Parkway in Buffalo about 7:30. Police say they were crossing the intersection when the bus turned and struck them, both taken to Maimonides in stable condition. The 56-year-old driver stayed there at the scene. So far, there have been no charges. And this is a weird one. They say a homeless lady, follow me now, on Long Island attacked a crossing guard armed with some ice before allegedly threatening to take out some police officers at a station in Nassau. This was yesterday morning outside Hewlett Elementary at Broadway and Stevenson. Police say the guard was working the intersection when 46-year-old Dominga Rudder came up and started yelling at her. The cops say at some point things got a little heated and Ms. Rudder chunked several pieces of ice at the guard, hitting her in the leg. The suspect ran off but was caught a short time later. Then they said as she was being booked, she told the cops, "I know where your precinct is. I'm going to kill you." That was a quote. She's charged with menacing, assault, harassment, and making a terroristic threat. The crossing guard, by the way, got only minor injuries. Seven people indicted now for a fatal shooting at a baby shower in Queens last year. Remember that? Queens DA Melinda Katz says the incident was gang-related, left a young Long Island man dead. Last May, gunfire erupted between two rival groups outside a party venue in Richmond Hill. Prosecutors say the shooting then continued inside where dozens of people, including kids, were celebrating. A 24-year-old guy fatally shot. Three other people were injured. The charges in the 55-count indictment include weapons possession, evidence tampering, and endangering the welfare of a child.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.